97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Jon Stewart will continue hosting The Daily Show through 2025, as announced by Paramount Global. Stewart, who hosts only on Mondays apparently, shares the show's other days with guest hosts as the search for a permanent host continues. Stewart's return has coincided with the live election coverage, including the 2024 presidential debates.
So. Yeah, well, I was just telling Carl earlier, I ran a bite from Jon Stewart regarding the Puerto Rican joke. And he's like, listen, you got to have...
If you hired an insult comedian,
he's going to insult people. He's a roast comedian is what he is. And at least Stewart was honest about that. I know he probably doesn't agree with Donald Trump as president, but he's a comedian. He's funny.
Yeah.
I like him.
Actor Jay Johnston, we've talked about this before. He's known for his roles in Anchorman, Mr. Show, Arrested Development, and as a voice on Bob's Burger, was finally sentenced to 12 months and one day in federal prison for his involvement in the January 6th Capitol attacks. He was arrested in June of 2023. He pled guilty in July to obstructing officers during a civil disorder. Prosecutors detailed that Johnston spent about 10 minutes in the violent area of the Capitol, where he aided other rioters, used a stolen police shield, and joined a push that pinned an officer down.
Who did he play in?
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers. He's Jimmy Pesto.
Anchorman.
Who is Jimmy Pesto?
He owns the rival Italian restaurant
across the street. Yeah, and he hasn't been on in 2.5 years.
I'm trying to think who he was in the
Who's Gal. The Anchorman?
I think he was one of the rival
news anchors.
Yeah, he was a backup of Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
That's who he was. Dwayne Wade has responded to the criticism surrounding his new statue outside the Miami Heat's arena, which some fans joke doesn't really resemble him.
It's not an attractive statue.
Despite the mixed reaction, Wade expressed his love for the statue, which commemorates the moment from his 2009 buzzer-beater win against the Chicago Bulls. Wade, who spent most of his career with the Heat and led them to 3 NBA titles, was actively involved in the statue's design process, which took about 800 hours to complete.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what happened was they emailed him photos and said, take a look at this, tell us what you think. He never got back to him, and this is what he ended up with.
That head does not look like his at all.
No, it doesn't. I feel bad for the artist a little bit, because I'm like, that's embarrassing. Everyone's hating on his or her work.
Netflix new Moments features allows ad-free members to bookmark, save, and share favorite scenes from their shows or movies, but only on mobile devices. The feature rolls out globally on iOS first and Android later, enabling users to save scenes to their My Netflix tab where playback starts from the bookmark moment.
Why?
It's basically, I think they're like making little reels. If you want to make a little reel and send it out, somebody, hey, this is awesome.
Can you watch it if you don't have the Netflix account?
Yeah, I think so, because it's for posting on, I believe, like Instagram and then. So it's on your socials.
Well, really what they're probably trying to do is, this is really good, so maybe I should get a Netflix subscription.
I want to watch Stranger Things series.
It's promotion, basically, sounds like.
I guess.
And a recent U.S. Copyright Office ruling grants McDonald's franchisees the right to repair their Taylor soft serve ice cream machines, allowing them to bypass digital locks and perform fixes themselves.
You mean Trump's not fixing it?
I thought Trump fixed them all when he was there.
Maybe he was part of this.
Maybe after next Tuesday, Kamala can get a job fixing them. Just saying.
She already worked there, Mark.
Oh, that's right. She was raised
in a middle class family.
What was I thinking about? Yeah. I just don't know the answer to that.
Get more at 971talk.com.